Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
For you out there in radio, web,
out there and ready to land, lifting up the name of Jesus, helping us to exalt him and to lift his name up. We are coming live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God get all the glory, where God get all of the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he'll draw all men unto him, not some men, but all men unto him. And we want you to know the day that you have a chance for God to lift the name of Jesus up. If you're not saved, you have a chance that God can draw you closer and closer unto him. And I want you to know today that God, he is worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. I want you to know as well that we serve a God who is King of kings, and he is Lord of lords. Yes, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and living God. I want you to know today that he has all power in his hand. I don't know what you are in need of today, but I do know that God is able to supply all of your needs today, whatever it may be that you are going through out there in our radio audience. God is able to move on your behalf. And not only is God able to move on your behalf, God is able to fight every battle. I want you to know today that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God, and he is well able to fight every battle. Well, at this time, we're just getting ready to bless the Lord and get ready to let you know what we're going to be talking about, what the breakthrough panel is going to be addressing today. Our topic for today is Abigail, Wise and Determined. Just in case you didn't hear that, we're going to say it one more time. The topic is Abigail, Wise and Determined. And our study text is taken from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, 1st through the 42nd verse. And let's look there at our central truth. Our central truth is wise intervention can avert serious conflict. The key verse of the day, the key verse was taken from Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the first and that second verse. It says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge of right, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. It's taken from the King James Version. And let's see what the NIV Version says. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. We just thank God today because we have an exciting discussion that the Lord has given us today and topic, and the panelists, they are ready to go before you, to go before our radio audience. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our guest panelists, and they are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Francina Shanks, Evangelist Jersey Spencer, and yours truly, your host, Dr. Mary McCoy. And as I said before, if you are listening to this broadcast, if you haven't yet told someone what God is doing and how God is blessing and how God is meeting needs and how God is healing mind, body, soul, and spirit, I want you to just invest in that, in this ministry, and go and tell someone what Jesus is doing here on the Breakthrough broadcast. And we are determined to take the word of God to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Well, let's get our topic for today, Abigail, Wise and Determined. Our first subtopic comes from Miss Helen Watson, and she's going to be talking about and speaking from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, beginning at that 7th through the 10th verse. We would like to take the opportunity again to welcome Miss Helen Watson to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy. Thank you for inviting me on again, broadcast panelists and radio audience. And today, as Dr. McCoy said, we're going to be talking about Abigail, Wise, and Determined. And the topic that I have is Determined Action. And it's coming from 1 Samuel 25, starting at the 2nd verse through the 10th verse. And it reads, "And there was a man in Moab whose possessions were in common. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of beautiful countenance. But the man was cruelish and evil in his doing, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out ten young men, and David said unto the young men, Get ye up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thine hath. And now I have heard that thou hast sheared. Now that shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while that we were in Carmel. Why then, ask the young men, and they shall show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in that eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servant and thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal, according to all the words, those words, and with David, the words of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants now a day that break away every man from his master. And here we see that David is in the wilderness. Samuel has died, and David and his men have moved further back, further into the wilderness. And David comes upon Nabal, which the Bible says he was a wealthy man. He had great prosperity. He had shepherds. He had sheep. He had a great wealth. And David was asking him to share some of his wealth with him, to feed him and his men. They had been in the wilderness. They're hiding from Saul. He's still running for his life. Samuel is dead. He's in the wilderness. They're hungry. You know, they're probably famished. They're probably tired. He's just asking, sent his men to ask him just to share some of his prosperity with them, to feed them, just to give him what he could. And we're sure the Bible says Nabal was a wealthy man, so we know that he had more than enough to share. But the Bible also says that he was cruelish, and he was foolish. His name, Nabal, his name meant foolish. So we know that David, first of all, was up against something that it took a God to do, because this man was not going to share. He was selfish. He was cruelish. He was mean. But there, his wife, the Bible says her name was Abigail. It says she was of good understanding. That means she was wise. She had wisdom, and she was beautiful to look upon. And that's how Abigail comes into play, because she really, when you get on into the story, we see here that she was a courageous woman, because most women in that day, in those days, she would have lost her life for what she did, because she did not consult her husband about what she did next. And that will come a little later. But Abigail comes on the scene as a woman of great, great courage, not only determined to avert a disaster, not only determined to avert what could have been the end of her life and her whole household. Her husband was unbeknown to what he was doing. He really, really insulted David, because here is a man that's running for his life. He's been God has anointed him to be king of Israel, and Saul knows this. He's trying to take his life. David is running. He's aggravated. He's mad. He's in the wilderness. You know, they're hungry, and here he is sending back an insult. And he sent his men in good faith. He sent them, and he told them to go in peace and just pass blessings upon this man and just ask him, courteous. You be courteous to him. You know, greet him. Be courteous to him. Be nice to him. Go in peace. And this is what they did. But he sent back an insult. And in those days, it was customary that when somebody was on your land or somebody was something you saw a visitor or somebody from a foreign land like David, you would, your hospitality would kick in. You would invite them for dinner. You would send them something. You would give them something to eat. But here is Nabal being, just as the Bible calls him, foolish. He sent back an insult, said, who is this? Who is this? Who is this David? And who is the son of Jesse? He didn't care. He insulted David. And we know in the Bible, we read everything about David in the Bible, and we know that he was a great warrior. He was a man of war. He had men with him that would fight, that would kill when he said kill, that would fight when he said fight. So here is Nabal being very foolish. But Abigail comes on the scene, and when she comes on the scene, she comes very courageous. She came full of faith because she knew God was working with her, and God, that's what I say, the counsel of the wise. She was a wise woman. The Bible says she was wise and she was beautiful. She had wisdom, so she knows she had to get moving fast. She comes on the scene as a very courageous woman, because courageous meaning, first of all, she has David, which is a great warrior, a man of war. He loved to war. David was a great warrior. He would battle. He had men that would battle. Then there was her husband, Nabal, which was foolish. He sent insults back. That means that her life was in jeopardy either way. David was going to come and do what he does best, that is kill. And there's her husband, Nabal, which she really didn't consult about anything, and she could have lost her life along the way. As we get into the lesson today, we'll see her doing that. But she was a very courageous woman. She was a woman of great faith. She had to believe in God, and God would move for her, because who would go out and meet a man like David, a woman all by herself? Go out and meet a man like David and do the things that she did in this story. It tells about her. She was very courageous. She had to have faith in God, because she could have lost her life by the hands of her husband or by the hands of David. So she knew that God was with her, and she also knew that God was with David. So she knew her husband was acting foolish. But we'll get on that into the lesson. But just to show you guys who Abigail was, she was determined to stop and avert a slaughter, really. When she comes on the scene, she knows David. Everybody knows David. Everybody knows that David will come and he will destroy, he will kill, he will get the job done when it's time to get the job done. And her life was on the line. David could have easily, you know, taken her life. Her husband the same way. In those days, you did not go over your husband's head and do such a thing behind his back without him knowing. Women had to stay in their place. So she put her life on the line in doing this. So here we see Abigail, when she comes on the scene, how courageous she is, how full of faith she is. She used her wisdom. She moved quickly. She moved with the wisdom of God, because, like I said, faith in God. Because God was with her. He had to move on her heart. He had to move on her mind. He had to tell her what to do. Go quickly, because her husband, Nabal, was not even paying attention. And of foolish and mean behavior. I mean, he wasn't going to listen to her. Not that anything that she said, so she had to move quickly. So we see Abigail coming on the scene in a minute as a woman full of faith, being courageous, and she had to be. She was full of courage. But in those days, like I said, it was very dangerous to do what she did. So this is who Abigail is. She's a woman of faith. She's a very courageous woman. And we'll see that in a minute. But just doing what she did, she averted a lot of disaster. It could have meant her whole household would have been wiped out. But God put it on her heart, and she moved quickly. So back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cooper, for enlightening us, for giving us even more insight of our topic for the day, Abigail, wise and determined. And, you know, when I look at that and look at how determined she was and how wise she was, and when we think about, when we look at wise people, we look and we see how God has given them that they have that discernment to have that power to judge properly. They have that
that power to make a decision between right and what is right and what is wrong. They are people with sound judgment. They are, you can say, prudent people, and they are taught by wisdom. And we look at this woman of God, and yes, we're talking about a woman of God in the Word of God that God used in order to save the people. Cap David, as Ms. Hooper was telling us, from destroying she and her people. And we thank God because she made a wise decision. And she was not only wise, but it tells us, even our topic tells us, about being wise and being determined. And then when we look at determined, let us know that you can stand firmly, when you can stand firm upon your decision, when you are wavering. And we thank God that there are men and women, but we're talking about women today, a woman of God, Abigail, who was wise and determined. You know, she could have sat back, and when the messenger told her what had happened, she did not have to make a sound of a move. But yet, because of a fight that God had given her wisdom, and God had given her knowledge, and God had given her understanding, that she was able to go forth, and she was able to do what needed to be done. And we start looking at Nabal. Nabal was, and yes, he was. I heard Ms. Hooper says that how great he was. It did say he was a great man. And it tells us that he had all of these sheep. He had about 3,000 sheep, and he had 1,000 goats. And it just showed the possession that he had. But look at him. It's not all in what you have. It's not all with the money that you have. It's not what the car that you drive. It's not what the house that you live in. But you know what? God is looking at the heart of man. See, this man, he was not meek. Did you understand what the woman of God, what she was saying? He was a meek man. He was not humble. He was, as a matter of fact, he was a harsh man. Have you ever been around somebody that's harsh and very difficult to get along with? And when I began to listen at what Ms. Hooper was saying, and as I would read the word, I see that this man, not only that, but he was a selfish man. It had already let us know how his possession, the things that he owned, that he was rich, the things that he had, but it was not enough. It was not. He wasn't willing to do the next mile. He wasn't willing to be able to share with anyone. He did not show kindness. He didn't even show love. He could easily have did all of this, but he decided that he was not going to do it. But as we began to discuss this word today, as we get into this word today, it's going to help us. It's going to help people all around the world. It's going to help those that are listening to this broadcast. And it's going to help us to be able to be gentle, to have meekness, have a soft answer. Don't a harsh word stir up wrath. But we find in this word how the determined action that Ms. Hooper talked about in 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter. And then we're going to go to the next part of determined action, and we're going to go to Pastor Monica Bryant, and she's going to come from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, same chapter, the 11th through the 19th verse. And we would like to take this opportunity to welcome Pastor Bryant to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Well, thank you, Dr. McCoy, giving honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and good afternoon to everyone that is on the panel. I'll be reading from 1 Samuel 25th chapter, 11th through the 19th verse from the NIV version. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where? David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, each of you strap on your sword. So they did, and David strapped his on as well. About 400 men went up with David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. One of the servants told Abigail, Nabal's wife, David sent messengers from the wilderness to give our master his greetings. But he hurled insults at them. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us. And the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing was missing. Night and day, they were a wall around us. The whole time we were herding our sheep near them. Now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him. Abigail acted quickly. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 5 sheaves of roast grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she told her servants, "Go on ahead, I'll follow you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And I have to say that God is so awesome and so powerful. Yes, Nabal did refuse David's request for food and water. Yes, David did become angry and decide to go kill Nabal. But God had a plan. And God's plan was to provide for David through witness, wisdom, and intercession. While David is preparing himself for battle, God puts a witness in the mouth of one of Nabal's shepherds. The shepherd tells Abigail what David had done for them in the wilderness and how Nabal has treated David's messengers. Abigail, being not only beautiful but wise, and being a woman of good understanding, that she interceded not only on the behalf of Nabal, but also on the behalf of her household. And she gathered the abundance of the food to take to David and his men. And by Abigail doing that, she was able to kindle the wrath of David. So David wouldn't come and kill her husband and her household. So, yes, she did keep her actions a secret from her husband. But one thing about it is that as I was reading this, I was thinking, I said, you know, sometimes when we are interceding on the behalf of God, sometimes you don't need to let the right hand know what the left hand is doing so you can get the job done for God. And not only was Abigail wise, but she was also a peacemaker. And how many of us women are peacemakers in our home? And not only peacemakers in our home, but on our job and with our friends and in our churches. You know, you think about that, and we are used in that capacity and used as far as the wisdom that God gives us to be able to intercede on the behalf of our children, on the behalf of our spouses, on the behalf of our friends, and on the behalf of our sisters and brothers in Christ. But I want to go and talk about David's wilderness. I want to talk about that because I believe that we all have had this wilderness experience. And with this wilderness experience, this is an experience that it's a place of transition, and that's what the wilderness is. The wilderness is a place of transition. David is transitioning from his old life to his new life, his old life under Saul to his new life of becoming king of Israel. So between this, you know, in David's wilderness, the only thing that traveled faster in the wilderness was the good character of David. When we said that, as we were talking about how God is going to provide for David, he's going to provide for him through witness. And what was the witness? The witness was the good character of David, what David did for Nabal's shepherds in the wilderness. And not only through the witness, but also the wisdom. That when Abigail was told about what had happened, you know, she decided to act quickly with wisdom to intercede on the behalf of her husband, Nabal. It says, Nabal, he didn't want to acknowledge who David was. And isn't that like our enemy? Isn't that like the devil? He never wants to acknowledge who we are in God. And in David's wilderness experience, he was able to meet his future wife, which was Abigail. He found out who was for him and who was against him. He was, and also God was revealed to him even the more through the provisions that God had made for David in the wilderness. Because sometimes when you're in the wilderness, we try to do things in our own strength. And if we were to do things in our own strength, we'll make a mess of it. And so God, he provides everything that we need. He provides the wisdom for other people to be able to help us, to be able to intercede on our behalf, and not only to intercede, but also to make a witness of the good things that we do, as well as who we help, who we intercede on the behalf of, who we operate as protection for someone. And I look at David because David had all the good characters. Even though that he did hear the bad report from Nabal, he decided to go and kill Nabal and his household. And I just thank God for Abigail being the woman that she was. That way it secured her future, even with David, when he was ready to move into his new life. And I turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy. Thank you.
Oh, how awesome, how awesome. We thank the Lord for the woman of God, that the revelation that God had given her to give us and give us the as if we were there to see what was happening. And don't you see what God is doing? Don't you see how God is moving through the men and the women of God? Don't you see and don't you hear how God is speaking to his people this day and this hour? Don't you see how God, the things that God wants us to know of how we are to present ourselves, how we are to be wise, how we are supposed to be determined, how even we are to be mindful, how we entertain strangers, because we can entertain angels unaware. And so therefore, neighbor didn't, by him being wicked, by him being harsh, by him being selfish, by him being unloving, by him being kind, he did not know who he was speaking to. I didn't even want to know, because all that he wanted to know is that all that I have is mine. And you know, when sometimes when we begin to think about the greatness, all the things that we have, all the titles that we have, all the things that we have, the money that we have in the bank, the car that we drive, oh my goodness, we forget. We began to have that proudness on the inside of us and that don't care attitude. But I thank God that God is speaking to his people today. I thank God that God is giving us a revelation. He's giving us knowledge as to know how. He's teaching us how. He's a master teacher. He's teaching us how we have to love one another. He's teaching us, even the Bible said, to let your light so shine before men that others may see your good work and to glorify the Father which is in heaven. I thank God that David had a good report there, that the men, that a neighbor's men was able to go back and give a good report, even though the ear was not receiving. Oh, even though the heart was not receiving, yet God was letting people know, but even his men know, and Abigail know who David was and how compassionate that he was to them, and how he looked out for them, day and night, and how he protected them, and for Nabal to be wicked and not show love was something that had to be dealt with. And sometimes we think that even though David, he was going, because he was going to kill the Nabal and everything that he had, yet we have to look at this as people of God as well, because it teaches us that vengeance does not belong to us, but vengeance belongs to God, and God is well able to fight our battle. You know, sometimes we try to fight our own battle, but God is able to fight our battle. David, God, he was a man of war. Nabal should have known what David, what he
did and what he was capable of doing, and yet because of his ignorance, because of his not wanting to do what was right, he was determined to do what was wrong. He was determined not to do what was right. But Abigail, it let us know that although this was done to that Nabal has spoken wickedly and harshly to David's men, yet when his wife heard, I mean the woman that was wise, the woman that had understanding, the woman that had compassion, she was able to go and make amends with the man of God. Sometimes, you know, that soft answer, even when people are stirred up, even when they're so angry, even at the point that they don't want to speak with you or talk to you and let them see you, it, that soft answer, that soft answer is what will cause and will turn away wrath. Remember in the key verse it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. So therefore we already know what neighbor's name meant. That's why you have to be careful what you name your children. Yes, he was a man without understanding. He was a man apparently that could not bridle his mouth. He was a man that was determined not to do what was right. So yes, today we can see God moving all in this word of God today. I believe faith is being stirred up. I believe people are being encouraged because of the word of God. I believe that even in a bad situation, that God is able to move even in a bad situation. And, you know, it could have been a bad thing. It could have been an awful thing if God did not use this woman, Abigail. She was married to someone that was acting foolishly. He was married to somebody that did not care and was very harsh. And so suppose that she was as harsh as he was. All of them would have been destroyed. But yet, God, there's a time and there's a season for everything. God put her there at this particular time in order to save those that was about to be taken out. And I just thank God for that, because we see the greatness of God. God is great. He is an almighty God. And then we're getting ready to, you know, this is so exciting. I don't know about you today, but I'm getting so excited about what God is saying, what God is doing, how God is moving in his people. And we talk about determined first and determined action, which came from Miss Ellen Hooper and from Miss Pastor Monica Bryant. Now we're getting ready to talk about wise counsel. Somebody needs some wise counsel. Somebody needs to hear from the Lord. Somebody needs to know how in order to take wise counsel. So therefore, we're getting ready to bless and to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Pastor Francina, to our broadcast. Pastor Francina Shanks, welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. I give God all the honor and the glory. The women of God, Ms. Helen Cooper and Pastor Monica Bryant, and you also, Dr. McCoy, you already covered everything in the scripture and this chapter in 1 Samuel 25. So what I'm going to do, the Holy Ghost is going to let me put a little icing on the cake, because you've already baked it, mixed it and baked it. What God was doing through Abigail was, as the women of God said, she was very wise, was she was an intercessor. And that's what God wants us to be as women of God. He wants us to be intercessors, interceding to our King Jesus on behalf of others. God needs some intercessors. He needs some men and women to stand in the gap for others and the things that are going on in our world. And I'm so glad Abigail is an example of an intercessor. Praise God. She interceded on behalf of her husband and her household because her husband, Nabal, was a foolish man, and also he was very crude. And so God is looking for some intercessors, some gap standers, so that we can intercede for others on his behalf. And also, I mean, for other people and our children, our households, and just everybody, intercede to him on their behalf and what's going on in our world today. And I'm so glad Abigail is an example of an intercessor. And I want to say to the women of destiny, let us be like Abigail and care deeply when people offend our King Jesus. Let us be, you know, follow her model of intercession. And I want to say to the men as well, she is a woman of God. God had a plan for her life. She's a woman of destiny. And so I just want to say, let us continue to intercede for people, because the Bible tells us we're to pray one for another. The Bible also says that we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. 1 Peter 2:17 says, pray for the brotherhood and pray for kings everywhere. So God wants us to be intercessors. Abigail's name, her name means father of exaltation, great rejoicing, triumph, victory, rejoicing greatly. And so God used her to triumph on David's behalf to keep him from getting in his flesh, because David would have killed everybody in that household. And so God didn't want that blood on David's hand. If we'll just hold our peace, God will fight our battle. And, you know, God was working on David's character as well. He was a soldier, a man of war, but God was working on his character because David loved God. And we have learned a lot about David, his mercy on his enemies and everything. But God was working on his character just like he worked on our character. And so I just want to encourage the men and women of God today and those that are listening, to let you know, no matter what you have done, God is a God of love and mercy and kindness. And the Bible says he's pitiful. And so I just want to encourage you, men and women of God, don't just read the word. Do as the Bible says, be doers of word, and not just hearing the word only. Let that word come alive in your heart and do what it says. And we are to love one another. We're to bear one another's burdens and pray for one another and encourage one another in the Lord. And so I'm turning it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks, for blessing us. Wise counsel. You know, as I began to think about it, you know, the Word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said, then when I hear from heaven, he said, I will forgive the sin. And he said that he will heal the land. So it's telling us that we need to humble ourselves. And I just believe that it's a message for the people of God today, the people to humble themselves. Even if you are not saved, if things are not going the way in your life that it seemed to be, that should be going, I believe that God is speaking. Even as when I look at the woman of God, because we're talking about Abigail, but I when I look at her, and I look at her, how she when she met David, how she prostrated herself, how she just kneeled before the man of God in that ravine. She humbled herself. You know, sometimes when people are not humble, they cause tragedy to exist. When they are not humble, when they don't talk with a soft voice, give soft answer, given answers that does not stir up rock. By her doing what she did, she was even in David's anger, even in David's anger. Come on, God was able to deal with David through Abigail because she didn't go there and trying to give her a piece of her mind. She didn't go there. She brought all of the food and provision to David and to his men. She was trying to let him know that I care that you need food. I care that you're hungry. I want to do the best thing. I didn't know what had happened previously, but I want to make it good. I want things to work out, and I don't want you to be angry because of what my husband, wicked Nabal, has done. You know, sometimes even when people are wicked and when people are without understanding and people that without love in their heart, we as people with the love of God inside of us, we can turn things around. But when you find two people that are at odds against each other and none of them are hearing from God, that will most likely lead to disaster. But I thank God for the humility and the humbleness of this woman. I thank God that she was an example to many women because of the fact that she used wisdom in what she was doing. She had even knowledge of David. So if she didn't have a knowledge of him, then she and understood in what God was using her to do and to be able, in order to pacify and to be able to make provision for the man of God, because she was even be able to relate to him, even when she met him. You know, she graciously came before the man of God. And even David was not God, but yet she graciously came. She understood who David was. You know, she understood who David was. So therefore, she was able to come and talk kindly to them, wherein her husband didn't have that same kindness that was needed at that time. I'm going to take this opportunity even right now to just stop and do just a little reflection. And I would like to go to Miss Helen Hooper, and I would like to ask her, how can wise counsel impact your daily walk with God? Again, how can wise counsel impact your daily walk with God, Ms. Helen Hooper?
Well, thank you, Dr. McCoy. I believe that when God sends somebody or he puts somebody in your path that you know that is a woman, a man, woman of God, and you know them to be a true man and woman of God, you should adhere to it. I mean, you pray about it and adhere to it, because if you don't, like you said, it can lead you, if you listen to your own mind, if you listen to your own self, and sometimes we do that, that can cause a whole lot of trouble. You can get into a whole lot of trouble. You can go down the wrong path, and it can really be a stumbling block to where God wants you to go if you're not listening to wise counsel. That's why God gives us pastors. That's why he gives us people in leadership to guide us, you know, and to give us wisdom. And we need to pray and have that relationship with God, but we need to listen to the men and women of God that we know that are true and in our corner and, you know, are pushing us. And when they come to us with words of wisdom, we should listen. Because, you know, anybody that comes to you with anything and said, you know, God said this or God said that, you know, because prophecy, when people prophesy to you, you know, it's just confirmation. And when people give you, you know, words of advice or words of wisdom, we should listen, especially if they're seasoned men and women of God and you know them to be that, because it can avert a whole lot of disaster in your life, tragedy in your life, getting you on the wrong, you know, on the wrong path, and we can do that. And then it holds us up from the point that God wants, the place that God wants to take us. It detours us, and then it takes more time for us to get ourselves together to get back on the right track. So wise counsel is very important in the lives of Christians. We should always adhere what God is saying and what our leaders are saying and what true men and women of God are saying. It can save our lives sometimes. It can make us arrive at our destination on time, or it can hold us up and keep us back from what God has for us. So when somebody gives you wise counsel, it is in your advantageous to you to listen to what they have to say. They could be saving your life. Like, God has a plan for everyone, and he puts people in our path that is going to get us and walk us to our victories, walk us to our destinies. So we need to be listeners. We need to listen and know that God will put people in our path that is going to help us get to the next level. And that's why he gives us leaders. That's why he gives us men and women of God. So we should adhere to what they say, and we should take their advice, because we don't know everything. We don't know everything, especially when you just start out. You don't know everything. You need guidance. You need to be accountable. So we should listen to the men and women of God when they're giving us good counsel. Thank you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Then we would like to go at this time to, again, let's go back to Pastor Francina Shanks. And we would like to, she's going to talk to us. And we would like to just find out how has she ever had to intervene in a difficult situation? How did you handle it? Have you ever, Pastor Francine, had to intervene in a difficult situation? How did you handle that?
Praise the Lord, Dr. McCoy. In the difficult situation I was in, I had to just really pray and cry out to the Lord. And at the time, the Lord didn't answer me right then. He was quiet. He was still. But I kept on praying. And then the Lord came through and gave me a word. And then he moved on people in my life, like my older sister. She called me, and she confirmed to me what God had already told me about the situation that was going on. And it has been a journey. And, you know, I always look at what Proverbs says in chapter 24 about in the multitude of counsels there's safety. And so going through a difficult situation as I have done, I have just had to just hold on to what they say, the horns of the altar, and pray and wait until I heard from the Lord. I was determined not to let go or stop praying until I heard what the Lord had to say about it. And so I just want to encourage others out there, and many of you already have gone through difficult situations, so you know to just hold on, keep praying, trust in the Lord, never give up. And I turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you very much, Pastor Shanks. Let's even go a little further, and we're going to Pastor Monica Bryant, and we would like her to share with us why is it important for Christians to know when to take immediate action.
Dr. McCoy, if you could, please, could you repeat the question?
Pastor Bryant, why is it important for Christians to know when to take immediate reaction? Things that happen, things that are going through, difficult situations, when do we know? When can you tell? What can you share with the radio broadcast audience when to take immediate action. Pastor Brian?
Dr. McCoy, well, I've learned in my walk with Jesus Christ that through the Holy Spirit, I've learned to move in the Spirit, to hear from God and to wait on the Lord. There are times to where us Christians that we would pray and pray for what we need from God, a need to hear from God, so God can make provisions for us through wisdom and letting us know when is the time to intercede on the behalf of someone else. I've been led by the Holy Spirit to not only when, but how. Whether it was with knowledge of them knowing that I was, or with knowledge of them not knowing, well, not knowledge that them not knowing, but me doing it through the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that I really can say about that. I'm not church raised to say, well, this is how you would do it, or this is the order that you would do it on. But I've always listened for the Holy Spirit to tell me when to do it. Sometimes he wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. As a matter of fact, I can share a testimony of that. The other day, I was asked to go to a tent revival with a friend, and it wasn't what I expected it to be. It didn't turn out the way that I expected it to turn out, but God had put this friend on my heart at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he asked me to pray for her. And as I was praying for her, God just started showing me what was really going on in her life, and that she was running away from God, and she was trying to do everything she could on her own and in her own strength. So what she was looking for, she wasn't finding it, and then what she wasn't looking for, she was finding it. So the next day in our ministry, we was having Bible study, and to my surprise, she showed up. And I was blessed with the fact that she showed up, but she doesn't know that God used me to intercede on her behalf. So I would say just listening to the Holy Spirit, being patient, and waiting on the Lord. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Ryan. We just thank God because God is he is such an awesome and a great God. And I just thank God because he is the one that rules and reigns, and he rules and reigns and will rule and reign in our lives. We've talked about determined action. We've talked about how God has blessed and wise counsel, and now we're getting ready to discuss courage rewarded, and that is taken from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, the 32nd through the 42nd verse. And we would like to take this opportunity, a great opportunity, to welcome Evangelist Geraldine Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And she's going to talk about courage rewarded.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Breakthrough Broadcast. Amen. Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, and to the Breakthrough panelists. Amen. I'm going to be reading the King James Version, 1 Samuel 25:32-42. And it says, "And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisses against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore, she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head." And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, "David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife." And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, "Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her, and she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Here we see, amen, the topic is that how, in other words, courage was rewarded. Amen. And by her, amen, being in that place, amen, and having a relationship with the Lord, God used her mightily, not only, as the panelists have said, you know, to save her household, but also to stop the servant of God from, amen, causing evil, bringing damage by his own hand. Amen. And when he saw her, he recognized, and I love that David recognized that she was being used by God to speak, amen, and that she was coming in a place, in other words, of discernment to let him know, amen, that God is with you, amen, and that there was something that God did not want David to do, to take matters into his own hand, because he was on his way, amen, to kill them. And he had said, and along the way and along that path, David was saying over and over, you know, it was in the scripture said it, he was saying over and over, "Here, you know, I have done good for this man, and he's going to return unto me evil for good." And you know, and David was going over and over and saying, in other words, "You know, I have done nothing but good for him, and this is what I'm going to get in return." So he had his mindset that he was going there, and he was going to kill. And how God placed Abigail and her people in the right place, in the path that David saw them, in other words, and when he saw them, it came to him that he was still going to do evil. But then he saw and he heard, and God touched his heart, in other words, for him to listen to the woman of God. And when she spoke, and amen, and he said, first thing that came out of his mouth, David said to her, "Blessed." He recognized, "You know what, I know God has sent you. I know God has sent you here. You are his wife, the man that, in other words, I'm going to, in other words, to take out everything, his household." And he said, okay, in other words, the Lord touched David, in other words, to be quiet and listen. Be quiet and listen to what the woman of God has to say. And when she spoke, and after she acknowledged what had taken place and what she had found out that her husband had did and stuff and not helping him, and she even told, you know, David that her husband was foolish. And so, and we look at here how her courage, and I look at courage in the spirit, in other words, courage to hear, amen, the spirit of the Lord speaking to you to move by the Spirit to move, because she wasted not. She gathered together that what was needed, amen, to feed, amen, the men of God and the servant of God, and she wasted not. She quickly moved, and I believe she moved by the Spirit. In other words, the voice and the hand of God, she moved. And when she moved, and by her moving quickly, amen, that how, in other words, lives were spared. And so, and on top of that, she brought the food to them and stuff, and David was blessed, and amen, his heart, in other words, became at peace, because it stopped him from bringing evil, stopped him for doing something that God would not have been pleased with. And it says in here that how once she did what she was purposed and sent to do, how she went back. She, in other words, and he sent her back to her house. In other words, and sent her back, he sent her back in peace. Because when she went back, she found out that her husband, he was still, in other words, sitting there feasting. He was still, in other words, gloating in himself and thinking about, you know, what all what he had done and stuff, and just having a good time and drinking and stuff. And she waited. She waited. In other words, she said, I'm not going, in other words, go to him because he's drunken. In other words, he wouldn't be able to listen. And who knows what could have taken place, because we know that we have all encountered someone that has been intoxicated, and how, you know, you can get into a word or trying to tell them something, and it turns into something else. So she, in other words, used wisdom, and she was wise. She had understanding, and she proceeded. She said, no, I'm going to wait till after this is, he's sober, and he's able to understand and able to listen. And she told him of what she had done. And she told him, not in pride or in boast, but she told him, in other words, in humility and letting him know that, you know, this is what I have done. And it says here in the Word of God that when she told him, that he became, in other words, paralyzed, and in some translation it says that he had, in other words, a seizure and became paralyzed as a stone. And the thing too that I noticed in here, that when that took place and he became as that stone, that he was in that state for 10 days. And it says here that while he was in that state, and it says that about 10 days later, in verse 38, about 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal dead. In other words, he died. And then David said that he heard that Nabal was dead, and he said, praise the Lord who championed my cause against Nabal's insults and restrained his servant from doing evil. So, you know, I look at how, in other words, when we have a heart, and we know that David was a man after God's own heart, but he also had enough of the love of God to know that, okay, you know what, God, I see that you stopped me from doing evil. You stopped me from taking matters into my own hands. You stopped me from doing vengeance. And how, in other words, God rewarded, in other words, God recompensed, in other words, God, in other words, God took care of the matter, and how David recognized it just by him standing still, and here he sees the salvation of the Lord. And he also said that how also that the Lord brought what Nabal's evil deeds, he brought that back upon his own head. In other words, God took vengeance into his own hand. He allowed him to be in that position, in that stone position, the paralyzed seizure position for 10 days. So I know during that time that Nabal had to think about what he had done, and how, you know, what he done, and how, in other words, it left him in a state that he was in. And also, and David said that he sent messengers after he heard that David sent messengers to ask, in other words, Abigail to be his wife. And when they got there and they told her what David had sent them to do, how she, in other words, washed the servants' feet, and in other words, received it, to wash the servants' feet, in other words, to mean, in other words, I'm welcome, I'm coming to be a servant for, amen, the man of God, and that she received what was being sent unto her. And she did become David's wife, and she also took five of her maidservants, in other words, with her. And it doesn't say anything about that she took any of the wealth or anything that Nabal had that he had passed on, but it just said that she took the five servants that was of hers with her, amen, to go and to be, amen, with this man of God. And I look at how, you know, a lot of times we may not understand or know about something, but when we hear the voice of the Lord, or when we hear the Spirit telling us to move, and when we be obedient, not looking at what man is and what position man may have over me, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, and I've got to move. I got to do what the Lord said. And that's where I look at, that's where courage comes in, because it took courage for her to rise up and to go against that what she knew in the natural, that what she knew the order in the natural. She had to rise up. It took courage for her to rise up and to go and to do and be obedient to that what was being spoken, amen, in the spirit unto her to go and do. And for that, God rewarded her. And how did God reward her? God, in other words, took her to a place that where she could, in other words, move in the spirit, hallelujah, in the spirit freely, in other words, be used, hallelujah, by God, hallelujah. And so I hear the Lord, in other words, just saying to us today, to, hallelujah, the audience, that, hallelujah, hear the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, move when he tells you to move, hallelujah, don't look, hallelujah, into what, you know, the ordinary, or what's not ordinary, but move by the Spirit of God. Because when you move by the Spirit of God and you be obedient to the Spirit of God, there are rewards. There are things that will take place that will, amen, be beyond your understanding. Amen. And just to be, amen, led by the Spirit and be obedient to the Spirit. Amen. And be, in other words, courage. In other words, don't be in fear, but know that the Lord, what he is saying to you today, in other words, and how to intercede, when he's telling, waking you up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's giving you a name, it doesn't matter whether you know the person or not, if he's giving you a name, intercede. If he just told you to intercede for you seeing a prostitute on the corner, he can wake you up and tell you to intercede for that prostitute on the corner, because you don't know, by you being obedient, hallelujah, what that prostitute might have been in at that time. If you just be obedient and get up and intercede and do what the Holy Spirit is telling you, that what the Lord is telling you to do, amen, you don't know, amen, where you are pulling them, in other words, souls, amen, out of, amen, the hands of the enemy, amen. So just to say to the breakthrough broadcast and to those that are listening, amen, move by the Spirit of God. Move by the Spirit of God. Be obedient. Be obedient, amen, and he will, amen, reward those, amen, because the word of God said, amen, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, amen, and here he shows it, amen, with Abigail, amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Spencer. Oh, how awesome. Such enjoyment just listening to the woman of God as what God was speaking through her. And I just thank God, because we can see the blessing, how God blessed, and how grateful David was for the woman of God coming and meeting him, so that he did not only take the man life and neighbor life, but also he could have even taken Abigail, that woman that was going to be his wife. But he couldn't be his wife really until God had taken care of business on the other side. But yet I'm saying to
And I knew in those days that even then that the men had more than one wife, but it's not like that today. We don't have more than one husband and one other more than one wife. But I thank God that God made a difference, that God rewarded her, and that she was encouraged. And not only she been encouraged, but David was also encouraged that God didn't use him to do wickedly to the people because he was angry. And so sometimes we get angry. We can do things that is not of God. So I just believe that God is continually moving. I believe that God is doing great. I believe that God is doing mighty things. And I just want to go back to the woman of God. I just want to ask Evangelist Spencer, I would like to ask her, have that been a time when the Lord rewarded you for being brave and acting wisely, Evangelist Spencer?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, there I now was a time, and I give God the glory for that. And there was this land back in my hometown in South Carolina that family had tried to get and stuff, and they heard about the price and everything. And so we, in other words, just, you know, gave up on it. And then, cause at that time I was living in Minnesota, and the Lord spake unto me to go. This was in 2001, and he said, go and inquire about the land. And, you know, and I thank God I was obedient, and I came down to South Carolina and found out, inquired about the land and stuff. And then I later on found out when I got back to Minnesota, the town administrator, he called me and said that the county owned the land and that I had to, in other words, do a seal bid. And you know, and I was like, okay, Lord, you said to go for it, and I did this. And so I said, Lord, I'm asking you for the price. And how God answered in that time and gave me the price to put on the paper for the seal bid. And then he took me into a consecration and for 3 days. And then afterward, I found out on the fourth day that how it was rewarded to me. And not only what the thing that was awesome about it, but when God told me the amount to put on the paper, I said, okay, God, I only have a $300 in my account. And that same day that God answered, hallelujah, that he answered and gave me the amount to put on the paper, the same day when I went to my mailbox, God had a check in the mailbox from a publisher's clearinghouse somewhere that I have never bought any magazines or anything to pay for. Amen, that land. And it was rewarded when I called on the fourth day and I found out that it was rewarded to me and stuff. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And the Lord gave me the scripture. He said how, in other words, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, and how, and I look at how it was rewarded because I found out later on that there was so much fight and so much that was going on about that piece of property. And how, in other words, at that time that when my family went forth to inquire about it, that it was so much going on with it that God, in other words, had us to withdraw. And in other words, and how he had the set time, and how, in other words, he rewarded the property was rewarded, amen, unto me. And I just, amen, just know that when you be obedient, amen, and just, amen, do what God tells you to do and not try to figure it out how this is going to be done, but just be obedient and how God will reward you. And, you know, because when I first found out about it, he was talking about the seal bid and all that, yeah, you know, there was a little bit of fear came because it was like, this is something, I don't know nothing about this and all this and stuff. But I stood, okay, God, I had to remember, Okay, God, you told me, so I'm going on what you said, and I'm going to be obedient to do what you say. So I need you to tell me what to put on the paper. I need you, in other words, and then when he told me, I need you, in other words, to bring forth. And lo and behold, when I went to the mailbox, it was already there. So, you know, and I just, amen, would like to say to the breakthrough broadcast, amen, that, amen, when God, you ask God, amen, and you're seeking him, and he answers you, be obedient. Don't question. Don't try to look at how this and that, how the ends going to connect, the dots going to connect. Just know that, amen, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Amen. Praise God. What an awesome testimony. You know, even as I was listening, I thought about how, you know, God works in mysterious ways. He does it. Sometimes we don't know how we, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. And when we ask in faith, we ask believing God, and we have faith, we're supposed to have faith in God. Because when we look at faith, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, when we can have that hope and that confidence in God, even though we don't see a situation being manifested, we don't see it. We don't see it unfolding in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, God let us see it and that we can believe it. And that's how I believe that God really began to move on our behalf. And I thank God for moving on behalf of Evangelist Spencer. And even as she was speaking, I was thinking that what happened to me one day, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, how that there was a financial need. And I believe the need at that time was about $500. I believe in prayer. I believe in intercede. I believe that one of the panelists brought to our attention about intercessions, talking about how the woman of God intercede, how she came and intercede in this behalf. But I just believe that, you know, that we talk about it, but we have to stand on God's word. And you know what? There was a need that I needed about $500 at this time, but I went to the Lord in prayer. I began to go into my my family room at that time, and I began to pray to the Most High God and make my request known before him. And I want you to know, I didn't even have to leave out of my home. I didn't have to go and do anything out of the ordinary, but I thank God that God moved supernatural on my behalf because of the fact that I know that I am a tithe payer. I know that I love God. I know that I have that confidence in God that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. And when I began to look at Evangelist Spencer began to bring that testimony, all of our panelists can tell you times that God moved their hand and their behalf, whether it was a financial need, whether it was a physical need, whatever it was. And I just thank God, because sometimes God allows these things to happen to let us know that we have to depend upon him. And I just believe even now that we began to look at the word of God today, and I just I thought about when we was reading in the lesson today and the studies for the day, how that, you know, how sometimes we show if there was a problem of life support or someone just having a heart attack or someone, things would happen to them, a stroke or whatever it is, somebody was sick and need attention, that we so quickly will call 911. We'll call the fire and rescue. But I tell you the truth, just like we so quick and know what to do, and we'll call the fire and rescue, we'll call life support, whatever it may be. But I believe that when we even sow, that we ought to learn even how this woman of God, she sees that it was a life and it was a death situation that she acted on it quickly. Sometimes what would happen if she laid back? What would happen if she would say, well, you know, what can I do?
But yet, there's a lot that we can do. We can pray, and then we can move in the realm and in the whatever God will have us to do in these situations. She was able to save her household. She was able to save so many people. She was able to keep David from destroying her household, the people of the men, and her, and kept David from doing something wicked. So, but I thank God, because God is a God that does answer prayer. I say it so many times. I say God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I always say that a lot of times. I say, God, there is nothing too hard for God to do. You know, there are so many situations that the enemy bring up and try to bring before the men and women of God, even those that are not saved, and when things don't work out for them, they'll think that God wasn't able to do it. But you know what? We have to wait on the Lord. We have to be a good person. We have to be still, and we have to wait on God in many things. And yet, as we wait, God will give that, and when God gives that unction to move, then we ought to move. We were so blessed today how the Lord spoke to us. Oh, my God, how God used the word of God through the breakthrough panelist to speak the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. I thank God for the men and women of the breakthrough broadcast. In our upcoming broadcast, we spoke about Abigail on today. We talked about Abigail, how she was wise and determined. And upcoming, we're going to be talking about how God is moving in the lives of his women as well. We're going to be talking about their leadership. We're going to be talking about God preserved her people, how God used Esther. And we're going to talk about kind of faithfulness in prayer. So we want you to get stirred up. We are stirred up on the innermost part of our soul. And we don't want you to hear this broadcast. We want you to be able to tell somebody else what the breakthrough broadcast has been discussing and what God said. God said this, God said that. Whatever God has put upon your heart, it's time for us to reach out in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. It's time for us to meet the needs of the people. It's time for us to go to our community and to the city. It's time for us to go to any area, state, or country, and world and tell others about. And that is what Breakthrough Broadcast is doing. That's why Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, he said that he'll draw all men unto him. So we want you to go and tell somebody and tell them about the goodness of Jesus Christ and about the word of God. The Bible says, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So we thank God for the truth. When you use the truth, you can be made free. Not if you know it and don't use it, but when you know and apply it, you can be made free. Well, we just like to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for our guest panelists, a part of the Breakthrough Broadcast. We would like to thank God for Miss Helen Hooper, Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Francina Shanks, Evangelist Jersey Spencer, and some of our Breakthrough Broadcasts is not with us for a few weeks, but we're looking forward for them to rejoin us on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We always are very happy to have the men and women of God to come and to share the word of God with us. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Somebody out there that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Somebody that's been bound through sin and transgression. Somebody's just almost at the pits of hell. Somebody is life is on the line. But I want you to know today that it's time to say yes to God's will and yes to his way. I'm not talking about just being a good church goer. I'm not talking about just going to church every day. I'm not talking about just going to church and your name is on the roll at this church. church or that church, but I'm talking about giving your heart to Christ. The Bible says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Word of God says that we shall be saved. And all of us came short of the glory of God. I don't know what you did. You don't know what I did, but sin is sin, and unrighteousness is unrighteousness, and all of that can cause us to die and go to hell. But I thank God for paying that price 2,000 years ago for my transgression and for your transgression. And if you're out there today, and I know that you are, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why don't you just repeat after me, and I want to lead you to Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive me for my sins, for my transgression. Lord, I want to be that new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. Lord, save me that I can live again. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for touching my mind, my heart, my soul, and my spirit. And thank you for forgiving me for all of my sins. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me today and with the break through the broadcast, I want you to know that if you said it and you meant it, I believe that God has heard you and that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because you have given your life unto him. And right even now, I just want to pray for those that are going through things in their life and in the enemy trying to make it seem so very hard. And even if made at the point of suicide, I want you to know, and I bind that suicide demon in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. And I pray even now that God would touch you and let you know that you are special to God and let you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I want you to know even now that whoever that hears the sound of my voice that are going through things of such as suicide, oppression, depression, things that are happening, oppression by the enemy, I want you to know that God is able to give you that deliverance today. And God, I send for deliverance right now in Jesus' name. God, those that are bound, those that the enemy, Father God, try to antagonize. God, those that the enemy tried to hurt. God, those that the enemy, Father God, that's tried, Father God, to take them out by any means that they can. But Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, God, to touch them even now. And Lord, those, God, that are going through in their finance, God, those that, Father, in Jesus' name, that have left, Father God, in Jesus' name, with things that are going through their life that they don't know how, God, to be blessed and know how to get through situations. Some have lost their jobs, Lord God. I pray even now, God, that you would touch them. God, that you would encourage them, Lord God. Father God, keep them before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, even those, God, that are going through sickness in their body, the doctor has given them a bad report. Lord, I send a word, Lord God, the word of healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, even those that are close to death, Father God, I speak life to them even now. Oh, God, even as God, you have spoke to Lazarus, Lord God, even Father, even as we think about Lazarus, Lord God, how Mary Martha, God, had sent for him. And Father God, he didn't go immediately, God, but he waited. He didn't go right there because he wanted them, Father God, to see what he was able to do. He was able to let them know the power of him. God, sometimes the people have gone through and they've been sick, God, for years. They've been sick for a day or two or 3 days or 3 weeks, and God, they've given up, Father. But I pray even now, God, that you will touch them. God, I pray even now that the healing power, God, will be manifested in their body. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, after declare the healing, God, to be manifested in them right now. Cancer, I command you to leave the body in Jesus' name. I command you to lose your hold in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for your healing power, every infirmity, arthritis, bursitis. But in Jesus' name, heal by the mighty hand of God. And for this, we will magnify and we will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. At this time, we just want to ask our radio audience to join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 7 a.m. to the Breakthrough Hour of Power. And we want you to know that God is moving by his Spirit. The Word of God has been preached. The preacher of the hour is none other than Dr. Mary McCoy. And I want you to know that the Lord is delivering, his saving by his word. Please take the time to join us. Tell a friend to join us. Get up with the word of God. Get up and hear what God has to say each morning on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then please join us every Saturday at 4 p.m. for the Breakthrough broadcast. Until then, let's give God the glory, the honor, and the praise.